Ruby, come sit. There's seats. There's plenty of seats. Okay, good vach, everyone. I want to thank the many people who helped to put things together tonight. Of course, all of the shul leadership. I want to especially thank Reb Sammy for working very hard to put together all the pieces. I want to thank the sponsors, first and foremost, to my good chaver Paul Rolnick and family, who's sponsoring tonight, Lila Nishmas, his beloved wife, and our dear friend, Aviva Golda Basar Yehuda. When Paul and I were schmoozing the other day, and I told them it's going to be a little different this year. We're scaling it back a little bit. We're trying to put some of that energy back into the davening. And I know people have different feelings about that. But when we were talking, it was evident to me, and I'm happy that Paul felt this way, that Aviva's name should maintain a kesher to tonight. Because Slichos was a very important night for her, and she looked forward to it every year. And honestly, as I say every year, when I think about who Aviva was and who Aviva is, she was a person who was an emistic person for those who could handle the truth. And when I think about what it means to come before the Melech, what it means to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, so she's obviously very much on my mind, and someone who we miss very much. So I hope that our learning tonight and the davening tonight should be Lila Nishmasa. We also want to thank a couple other sponsors, to Shloimi and Eliza Zefrin, who are sponsoring Lila Nishmas Matel Tzil Bas Moshe, and for Refuah Shlema for Moshe Ben Miriam Yehudis, to Aviva and Gershon Distenfeld, who are sponsoring as well. It's good to have them back with us. And to thank an anonymous sponsor as well. You know, every year I mention that the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Pei Ches, "D'miyom rishon shel slichos ve'eilach mikre yom nora." From the first day of slichos, or the first night of slichos, this is the official start of the yomim nora. And you have to wonder, b'shus harav, b'shus harav nubiger. You have to ask, what does that mean, yomim nora? Awesome days? These are awesome days. But what does that mean? What does it mean? It's an awesome day. These are awesome days. These are awe-inspiring days. These are frightening days. These are scary days. They're obviously the very intense days. We start tonight, Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Boshes Hapanim. Let's think about those words for a couple of seconds and try to internalize that. We're saying, Ribbono Sholem, we're coming out tonight, but we don't even know where to begin the conversation. Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Boshes Hapanim. Ribbono Sholem, you're so good to us, and we should be so embarrassed of the averus that we've done. We should feel embarrassed. We should feel ashamed. The way that Adam Arishon, when he was in Gan Eden, and Kadosh Baruch Hu more or less gave him one specific thing to focus on, and Adam loses himself. Vayikra Hashem Elokim al Adam vayomer lo ayeka. In the words of the Al Shech Hakadosh. Hashem knew exactly where Adam was, but he wanted Adam, stop for a second and think about what did you just do? Look what you just ruined. You were living in a place we can't even imagine, a place that's not even like a normal place. We can't even imagine what Gan Eden was like. Shomea kol Hashem b'lihis labshus klal. Adam, you were able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you were able to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any intermediaries. And now, what have you done? Va'ata. Hutzrich l'leches al ha'makom asher hu shafel asher hechikum misham Hashem. And now Hashem says, Adam, I have no choice but to throw you out. What did you do to yourself? In the words of the Al Shech HaKadosh, Ayeka klomer ayei ata. Where are you? What happened to you? Eich nafalta mishamayim. How did you have such a yerida? Gan Eden was a heavenly place on earth. How did you have such a yerida? And that's the feeling. L'cha Hashem atztaka v'lanu boshes apanim. We show up on the first night of Slichos. We say, Rabbono Sholem, we're embarrassed. And we should be. We've done things this year that we should be embarrassed. We can't gloss over that, not for a second. We continue tonight. Manis onen, man nomar, man edaber, man itztadak. What can we say? How do we justify? How do we explain it? Where do we go from here? There's a feeling that we're here to turn ourselves in. We're caught. We're busted. We're in trouble. And we're here to turn ourselves in. You know, I was sitting at a chasana the other week, sitting next to two rabbanim who were sharing stories, great stories from their younger years. And one of the rabbanim shared a story. He said, when he was in yeshiva back in the day, he said that he and a couple of his friends decided one day they were going to play hooky, they were going to skip school, and they were going to go to a movie, catch an afternoon movie. All right, so these four bachim, they show up at the movie theater, they're settling in. They said a couple rows behind them, there was a group of non-Jewish guys around their age who started picking on a couple of girls who were sitting off to the side. So one of the Jewish guys, he didn't like it. He was bothered, these guys, why are they bothering these nice girls? So he got up from his seat, he turned around, and he pointed to the non-Jewish fellow. He said, hey, you guys, pick on someone your own size. So they're like, okay. They climbed over a couple of rows. They started throwing punches at these Jewish guys. Needless to say, they took a beating. A bloody nose, a black and blue eye. They come back to yeshiva the next day. And the Rebbe says, no, where were you? And clearly something had happened yesterday. So they start to explain. They said, Rebbe, you know, we were on our way, and there were these non-Jewish boys, and they were picking on these girls, and we tried to defend them, and we got, this is what happened. The Rebbe was like an old, you know, European Rebbe with a deep sense of Jewish pride. So he says, what? You let a bunch of goyim beat you up? So the Rebbe's like, how could that be? Where's your sense of Yiddish pride? You let these goyim beat you up? He says, tell me again, what was the story? Where did this happen? So they're like, it was in the movie theater. So the Rebbe goes, aha, you got what you deserved. And now I understand why you got beat up. Is that what Slichos is? We come here tonight and we confess before the Ribbono Sholem, and we get our patch, and then we feel like a bunch of lowlifes. L'cha Hashem atztaka v'lanu boshes apanim. We're pathetic and we're embarrassed. We've let you down. So give us the patch already and we'll go home and we'll cry ourselves to sleep. Is that the avoda? That's how we begin. Yamim no ra'im, awesome days. Frightening days, intense days. Of course, there's another name for this whole tekufa, this whole time of the year. These days are not only Yom Noram, they're Yomei Ratzon. They're meiratzon. You could bring a source from many places, but the Chai Adam records it lahalacha. These days are called Yimei Ratzon. Ba'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chai Adam writes, in Hashem's incredible love for Amo Yisrael, Hirba lehitiv osanu v'tzivanu l'shuv l'fanav b'chol eis shenachta. Hashem loves us so much that He says, anytime you do an Avera, in Kislev, in Shvat, in Tammuz, in Av, it doesn't matter. Anytime a Jew does an Avera, you can always do tshuva. Va'afsha tshuva tova b'chol eis, and of course tshuva works all the time, mikol makom chodesh elul. In these days leading up to the Yom Noram, or the official start of the Yom Noram, as we head towards Rosh Hashanah, the month of Elul is muvchar umuchan yoser, shemekubal tshuvaso mishari mos Hashanah. These days HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to receive our tshuva much more than any other time of the year. That's part of the segula of these days. From the time we became a people. These are the days, the months of Elul, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, second chances, after a chet ha'egel. And therefore says the Chai Adam, since these days were desirable days in the past, there's an awakening that takes place in the month of Elul, v'hem yamei ratzon. There are days when we can be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. A Yid was once walking, Erev Rosh Hashanah, on his way to Mincha Erev Rosh Hashanah. And he bumped into a Yid named Rav Elvel Edelman. He's a tzaddik of a Yid. And he says to him, Rav Elvel says to him, he says, Nu, what's the avoda right now? You're on your way to Rosh Hashanah, what's the avoda right now? So he says, Yom Adin. He says, no. He says, it's still Elul. Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. He says, now's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still on the level of a friend. Soon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a melech, who's going to start off being Yoshev al Kisei Adin. You're not going to be able to negotiate as easily. But right now with a friend, you could strike a deal with a friend. You could talk to a friend in a different way. You could talk to a friend whenever you want. Ani l'dodi b'dodi li, these last days of El is an opportunity for us, and that's part of why we're beginning the Slichos now. To start getting ourselves ready, if we haven't yet, halavai from the beginning of Elul, to start recognizing we can cut a deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu now. So these are awesome days. Yes, these are intense. They're frightening days, but they're also Yemei Ratzon. And that should fill us with a sense of not only awe and trepidation and embarrassment over the chataim that we've done, but a sense of joy and excitement. A simcha in doing this mitzvah. Rav Yitzchak Meyer tells a story. He says there were a group of Gerach Hasidim were learning in Panovich. And they came to Rav Chatzkel Levenstein right before Rosh Hashanah. And they asked him, what should we do for Yontif? So Rav Chatzkel said, you should stay here in Yeshiva. By Ger, there's a lot of singing. The davening's a little bit faster. I think you should stay in Yeshiva. You'll be able to feel the cherdas, the pachad. You'll be able to feel the midas hadin much, much more strongly here. Here in the Yeshiva, if you daven in the Yeshiva. No. But Ger Chasidim, even if they're learning Panovich, they asked the Ger Rebbe. They went to the Beis Yisrael of Ger. And they said, Rebbe, what should we do? Rav Chatzkel thinks we should stay in Yeshiva. And the Beis Yisrael was a very stern person. It was not a jovial person. The Beis Yisrael was a very stern person. He looked at them and he said that there's more Shechina in a place where there's more Simcha. And you should be by Ger for Yontif. That's what he said to them. Did the Ger Rebbe not understand these are Yom Noram? When the Baal Shem Tov would give his fiery drushas before Tekiyos Shofar, and he spoke about the Emas Hadin, there was a sense that it was coupled with a sense of Ava, a sense of Simcha. It's a complicated mix of emotions. But it's Yom Noram and it's Yimei Ratzon, and that's part of what we're trying to tap into today. What does a Jew feel? What do you hear when you hear the sound of a shofar? What's the right response? What's the hergish? What's the feeling? So the Gemara tells us it's crying, it's sobbing, it's wailing, it's brokenness. And that's Pasha Pshad. The Pasuk in Amos says, Yitaka shofar bi'ir ba'am lo yacharadu. When you hear the sound of a shofar in a city, does it not cause you to tremble? The shofar should make us tremble. But the Radak on that Pasuk has an incredible secret. The Radak says that's not the only thing a shofar says. Because the Radak says, if you look at the Targum on that Pasuk, the Targum says, when you hear a shofar below Zimnei, when it's not its time, when you don't anticipate a shofar, when an alarm goes off, you know that something's wrong. But says the Radak, Amos Paragimel, take a look at it. Klomar, Sometimes a shofar is actually a very inspiring sound, a very uplifting sound. It's not always a pachad. Kamo l'simcha, sometimes a shofar is a sound of great celebration. L'shirim, sometimes it's a musical tune that a person's playing. Or maybe it's a call to get people together, not with a sense of pachad or a sense of cherda, but with a sense of, let's get together and do something great, let's fix something. So it's Yom Noram, but it's Yimei Ratzon. It's a shofar that's a pachad, but it's also a shofar that's inviting. And I want to go back now to the first line of the slichos we're going to say tonight. L'cha Hashem hatztaka v'lanu boshes hapanim. If the shofar could be understood in different ways, if Yom Noram could be understood as being also Yimei Ratzon, then maybe the opening line of the slichos can mean more than just get your potch and go home. You know, this year in yeshiva, we're learning brachos. There's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos that I think about a lot. And when I talk to people about hard things, I think about this a lot. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Beis, he gives a mashal. Rabbi Yochanan gives a mashal. Imagine a person who has a son. A handsome young man. It's a delicate mashal, but it has to be said. The Gemara says it. Imagine a person has a young son, an impressionable young man, and he washes him. He anoints him, makes him smell good, and he feeds him delicious food, and he dresses him in fine clothing, and he gives him, puts the words of the Gemara, a money pouch around his neck, and he drops him off at the Pesach Shel Zonos, and he drops him off at a place that a Jew should never be. Says the Gemara, Ma yaseh haben shelo yechta. What do you expect this kid to do? What's he supposed to do? You set him up for failure. You put him in a makom of nisyon. We daven every day. Hashem, please don't bring me to nisyonos. We don't have tainas on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but after 2,000 years of galus, ma yasa ben shalo yechta. And it's a delicate gemara because it could be the biggest excuse for doing averos and for doing things we should never do. But there's a little bit of a feeling that lanu boshes upon him. What is there for us to do? Ma yasa ben shalo yechta. Rabbanu Shalom, what do you expect of us? But I really feel, and I know we all feel that, that if we really felt there was nothing for us to do, then we wouldn't have to come out after midnight to get together to talk with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You don't need hundreds of people to stay up past midnight to get together to try to hear Divrei Chizuk and then to daven Me'oma Kalev because we feel that there's nothing that we can do. We're here because after 2,000 years of Galus, we still feel there's something we can do to do better. And we can get it right. Because sometimes that weightiness, when you feel that pressure of galus, when we feel the heaviness on our shoulders, the weight of our chata'im, sometimes under the pressure and the intensity of everything that we're carrying for a long time, something very beautiful is formed. Rav Tzadok writes in Prit Tzadok, such beautiful words, Lo yameis levaveinu me'asher anachnu be'ikvas of the Mashiach. Don't be despondent. Don't be frustrated just because we're in the ikvas of the Mashiach. And it seems like you read the Sadoros. It seems with each passing week, it's a you read the Sadoros. Certainly with each passing generation, it's a you read the Sadoros. Ve'ich niskela ge'ula, says Rav Tzadok, a coin of Lublin and Parshas Vayechi. So how can there ever be a ge'ula? What's the trajectory? Which way are we trending? Ki ro'am anachnu ma'ashakar la'voseinu begalusam. Rav Tzadok says, but let's get chizik over the fact that what happened when Klal Yisrael were in Galus? We left Mitzrayim, we got the Torah. We came to Galus Bavel, we wrote Talmud Bavli. Sometimes great things come out of Galus. Rav Tzadok compares it and Tzadikim compare it to a diamond that's being formed in a dark, pressurized cavern underground. A dark, cold, pressurized place. Or sometimes a very hot place. But in that pressurized, in that uncomfortable environment, sometimes something beautiful is being refined. And Rav Tzadok concludes with the words of the Rebbe of Preshistcha, Zuchusi again Aleinu, Sha'af shanafashos miskatnim, that even though on a certain level the souls are getting lower and lower and lower b'chol dor, mikol makom hanakuda shebelev netar b'chol dor v'dor yosef. But there's a point within a Jew, and a person who talks to Jews in a real way, and gets to know the pintel yid inside of a Jew, which is what so much of what these days are about. And we sense, the reason we're here tonight is because we sense there's a part of us that's good, that's still good. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahori. There's a part of us that we still believe in. So lecha Hashem atztaka v'lanu boshes upon him, man is onen, man nomar. There's nothing for me to say, but if there was nothing for us to say, we wouldn't show up tonight with a big, fat slichos book. We're going to say so many words the next couple of weeks. Between slichos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're going to say so many words. So how do we begin with ma nomar? What can we say? There's a part of us that believes we can say. Nachbasa derachenu v'nachora. So we continue the slichos and we say, let's do a deep dive. Let's investigate more deeply. Because we're not the only ones who showed up tonight. Kadosh Baruch Hu also shows up tonight. And Kadosh Baruch Hu shows up with an outstretched hand because he still believes in us. Because he's inviting us to do better. So yes, Lecha Hashem Hatzaka V'lanu Boshes upon him. We have to embrace the Yom Nora, to be embarrassed, to be shamefaced by what we did wrong. But maybe, you know what we're saying in the opening line of Slichos? Lanu boshes, we're embarrassed upon him, but it's only on the outside. It's only on the surface. It's not who I really am. Like it says in Shir Hashirim, Shchora ani v'na'ava. Shchora, I'm blackened on the outside, v'na'ava, but there's something, there's a beauty inside of me that I still recognize. There was a Rav who was invited to come speak to a group of young men who were holding in a really low place. And he walks in, and he begins his drasha as follows. He walks in, he reaches into his pocket, he takes out his wallet, he pulls out a crisp $100 bill. And he holds it up and he says, Bachrim, who wants this? Who wants the $100 bill? All the hands go up. Everyone wants the $100 bill. He says, everyone wants this? You sure? Everyone wants this? Everyone wants it? Everyone's jumping. Who's going to get the $100 bill? He takes the $100 bill, he starts crushing it up in his hand. He starts crumpling it up in his hand. Crushes it into a tiny little ball. He says, who wants this? Who? All the hands are still up. He takes it, he throws it onto the floor, a dirty spot on the floor, and he starts stamping it with his foot. He's trampling it. He's stamping on it with his dirty shoe. Who wants it? He picks it up. Who still wants this? And everyone's hand is still up. And he says, tell me now, why do you still want it? Why do you want it? So one boy raises his hand. Because a $100 bill is still a $100 bill. So it's a little bit creased. It was a little fresher when you took it out of your wallet. It's a little dirtier. Maybe a little torn. But $100 is still $100. So he said to them, that's my whole drasha. That's my whole drasha. The same thing's true about a Yid's neshama. A Jew is sometimes a little bit crumpled, a little bit dirty, a little bit torn, a lot of it trampled. But a Yiddish neshama is still a Yiddish neshama. If it's true for a $100 bill, it's even more true for that diamond, which falls in the mud. You wipe it off, you clean it off. And therefore, we come to these days, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tekiya, remember, Tekiya, that straight sound, says the Pasuk in Kohelis, Asher Osa Elokim Asa Adam Yashar, Hashem says, I made you Yashar, Tekiya. And then what happens? We go through this spiritual breakdown. Sometimes we fall apart like a Shvarim, sometimes we fall apart like a trua, a shvarim trua. But then we always come back to tekiya. We always have the halacha is clear in the Gemara. Every trua has to be surrounded by a tekiya before it and a tekiya after. Because even if a Jew lost his way, even if he experiences that spiritual breakdown, he has to come back to that first tekiya. He has to come back to where he started. My chaver, Rabbi John Green in YU, told me a good mashal the other day. He said, we've all had this experience. You're on the cell phone, you're talking to someone. Nice, clear, good, strong reception. All of a sudden, right, as you're walking, all of a sudden it gets choppy. Right? Hello? Can you still hear me? Yeah, I'm not hearing you well. It's breaking up. Hold on, give me a second. And you go back to the spot you were standing originally, where the sound is clear. Tekiyah, I have a clear connection to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then I moved from that place, I deviated. And all of a sudden, the connection, the spiritual connection, everything gets choppy, the whole connection gets broken. A shvarim, a trua, it's broken apart. But then tekiya, we come back to that same spot where we started, where Hashem made a person yasha, where Hashem made us pure and sweet and holy. We're back where we started, and all of a sudden, we're back to tekiya. We're back where we need to be. Says the Medrash, Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Bechodesh hazeh shipru ma'aseicha. In this month, shapir, shofra. Shofra means beauty. Beautify. The shofra is calling us. You're beautiful. Shchoyran ivanava. You're so beautiful. Just get back to your old ways. Amar lana kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. Im shiparta ma'aseicha. If you're just willing to beautify your ways, which is who you are, if you come back to tekiya, harini nasa lachem kashofar hazeh, I'll make you like a shofar. Listen to these words. Mashofar hazeh machnis bizo umotzi bizo. Just like by the shofar, it enters one end and comes out the other end. It goes in strong and it comes out strong. Even though it's being manipulated along the way to produce all sorts of different sounds, but at the end it makes its way through, it passes through. Over in the front of Kibbeinei Maron, like the Lashon of the Mishnah, passing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom HaDin, if you're just willing to get back to your own beauty, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be machnis bezo umotzi bezo. You'll make it through. Kachani omid mikisei adin v'yoshev hakisei rachum. And Hashem says, and I'll be traveling by your side. We'll keep moving forward together. V'hofech lechem midas adin l'midas harachum. Ayin Tzva Semes, Rosh Hashanah, Tav Resh Mem Vav, where he talks about the shofar of the shofar, the beauty of the shofar. The shofar makes us beautiful again. Machnis b'zo, motzi b'zo. No. Gedalia Aaron, my friend over there, Jack Katz, told me a great thing the other day. Send me a picture. We've all been on the road of life, right? Literally and figuratively. You're driving on the road, you sometimes see interesting, you know, street signs and things. If you're paying attention, you notice things. Messages from the Rabbanu Shul. Actually, I was coming back from the Cohen wedding the other night, and there was an exit that was, I think it was called Salason Ave. I don't know, it was like a lesson of like Tiskabel Salason. You know, like I tried to get a picture of it. I was driving, so I was playing it safe. And there's always, I don't know, Hashem has messages. So Gedalia Aaron sent me the other day. So it used to be, you know, a person comes to a toll booth, right? So it was an opportunity to a little Ben Adam L'Chavero, say hello to a person. You're fumbling around in your pocket to get money. That's like a totally foreign concept at this point. And then there was a period where some people had Easy Pass. Now, even if you don't have Easy Pass, there's hardly a toll collector left in the world. So Jack sent me a picture the other day. By the toll, what does it say? It says, toll processed, keep moving. Toll processed, keep moving. And I think that's exactly the pshat in this medrash. Toll processed, keep moving. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to show up. You have to be honest about that. You have to be mekabel yamim noran. But then you have to pick up that crumpled $100 bill or that dirty diamond and you dust it off. And you recognize that if I did tshuva and I did it with sincerity and I straightened myself out a little bit, then I'm going to find a way back to tekiya. Here's a kavana for tekiya shofar for this year. It's almost like there's a debate going back and forth between the tekiya versus the shram and the trua. So we're back and forth. Tekiya, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm so good. You made me so good. Elokim asas adam yasher. You made me so good. But then shvarim. And then trua. But then you come back to tekiya. But then shvarim's back again. And then it's shvarim trua. And it's all the different combinations. And it's back and forth. And it's back and forth. And it's back and forth. There's like this debate taking place. Am I the straightforward person that Hashem wants me to be? Can I ever hold on to that? Or am I always going to get back to shvarim trua? Until finally, you come to the end of Yom Kippur, and we blast that one final tekiya gedola, and that's the psak. That's the bottom line. You know, you're leading a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? Mikol ha'anal, from everything we said above, here's the bottom line. The bottom line, tekiya gedola. You're so good. You're so good. You're so holy and you're so pure. Unequivocally, we end with tekiya gedola, because that's be'emes who we are. Ki yemincha pshuta l'kavol shabbat. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we sense that you're stretching out your hand towards us tonight. So let me ask you a question. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchei Amlachim, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest king of all, so what type of subjects would you expect to find in such a kingdom? If the Ribbono Shel Olam is really the greatest king of all, so what type of subjects would you expect to find in the kingdom of the greatest king of all, the Melech Malchei Amlachim? Imagine you walk into someone's kitchen. You walk over to someone, they're standing by the kitchen counter. And they're standing there with their eyes closed and they're going like this. And they're talking like they're royalty. They're making proclamations with their eyes closed. So you tap the person on the shoulder And you say, what are you doing? I'm speaking to my kingdom. I'm talking to my subjects. You're talking to your subjects? Are you delusional? He says, what do you mean? There are tens of thousands of subjects in my kingdom. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he says, look. And he points to the kitchen counter. And there's a big bowl filled with grains of rice. What type of malchus is that? He's right. He's the king. He's the king over that bucket of sand. That bowl of rice. That's a melech. That's a malchus. That's a desirable malchus. What does it mean when Hashem says, I want you to make me melech, malchay, amlach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are the subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom? What does that say about us? What does that say about us? Yemincha pshuta lekabel shavim. Why would Hashem, if we're just that bowl of rice, or a bucket of sand or dirt, then why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretch out His hand to us then? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, L'cha Hashem atztakov alanu boshes upon Him, on the surface we're crumpled, we're torn, we messed up, we made some mistakes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shchayra ani v'nava. You're darkened on the outside, but you're so beautiful on the inside. There's a Chassidish Shabbachar during World War II. Before the war, Mamish, beautiful, beautiful Yid, he's learning in a Chassidish Yeshiva, long payas, a davener, a learner, a fine person, a good family. World War II came, his life fell apart. After the war, he was done. No more payas, the long coat came off, wasn't wearing a yarmulke, stopped wearing tzitzis, started dating non-Jewish girls. He was very close to getting married to a non-Jewish girl. No one knew what to do, try to save this guy. Rav Gudel Eisner, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Ger Chassid, Holocaust survivor, Ashkiach of the Ger Yeshiva after the war, he stopped this fellow from marrying this non-Jewish girl with the following sentence. He said to him, I just have one thing to say to you. He said, Es pasnish for a Chassidus Shabbachar. It's pasnish for a Chassidus Shabbachar to marry a non-Jewish girl. That's all I have to say to you. Chassidus Shabbachar? He wasn't a Chassidus Shabbachar anymore. He didn't keep Shabbos. He didn't keep kosher. He didn't do anything. And somehow, Rav Gudel Eisner says to him, it's pasnish only for a Chassidus Shabbachar to marry a non-Jewish girl? Pasnish for any Jew to marry a non-Jewish girl. But he brought him back. Somehow in that sentence, he said, he was reminding him who he is. It's pasnish. I still see you as a Chassidus Shabbachar. You don't have your pay, you don't have your long coat, you haven't davened in a long time, when was the last time you put on tefillin? But I still see the old you. I don't see the you that's fallen in the mud, that's been torn apart by the atrocities of the Holocaust. I don't see that at all. I see a Chassidus Shabbachar. And it resonated, it hit home, and it changed. We do an incredibly strange thing on Yom Kippur. And maybe it's not so strange. Maybe it's not so strange. Maybe we're just out of touch. The Mishnah Maseches Tana says that once upon a time, we don't actually do this, but maybe we should bring it back, I don't know. Amar B'Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael kechamisha asar ba'av u'kiyom ha-kippur. The best 2 days of the calendar year are Tu Ba'av and Yom Kippur. The two greatest holidays. And what happens on those days, not just Tu B'Av, on Yom Kippur, in the short break in the afternoon, what happens during that break? It says that the B'nos Yerushalayim, they dress in white, they borrow clothing from each other, and they go out to the fields, V'cholos V'kralim, and they dance in the vineyards. And they invite the young Jewish men out for a little co-ed gathering, Yom Kippur afternoon, for Shidduchim. Uma hayu omros, and what do they say? Bachar. They call out to the young man during that short little break on Yom Kippur afternoon. Bachar, sona einecha. This bachar was trying to be careful not to look. As the girls are dancing in the vineyard, they say, lift up your eyes, sona einecha, lift up your eyes, ure'ei, look at me. Ma ata borer lach. What do you choose? Pick a mate. Find the shidduch. And then they remind them, Al titein einecha b'noi, don't just judge by superficial beauty, external appearance. Tein einecha b'mishpach. Look at the yichus, look at the family. Look at who this person is. Be'emes. Sheker, achein, v'hevel, ayofi, isha, yas Hashem, hitisha. A strange practice. writes the Tiferes Yisrael in his commentary on the Mishnah. Listen to these words. V'chisal k'daitach sh'Yisrael k'doishim yis'asku b'yom ha'kipurim ha'kadosh v'ha'norah b'shidochim. And maybe we should spend a break, a couple of minutes on Yom Kippur. Maybe that's the biggest mitzvah we could do. Spend a couple of minutes sitting down with someone and talking, trying to find a shidduch for someone who's looking for a shidduch. But the Tiferes Yisrael said, it's hard to imagine. Listen to his words. He writes, to be Yom HaKippurim, Hiskavnu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn a B'derech Remez. Maybe there was a pshat. Maybe there is a pshat. But B'derech Remez, we're talking to Hashem. Hashem, when Shir HaShir was called Bachur. We say, Bachur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sona Einecha, lift up your eyes. Don't look at us as that crumpled $100 bill on the floor. Hashem, lift up your eyes and choose us once again. Ratzalomer, listen to these words. Ratzalomer, ayei uma kedosha ba'olam ku'uma zo. What other people in the world is like Klal Yisrael? Mika amcha Yisrael, after all the things that we've done wrong. You want to be a different people? Anyone here wants to be part of a different people? You can identify a different nation that gives greater honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Klal Yisrael. Mika amcha Yisrael, ayei uma kedosha ba'olam ku'uma zo. Al titein einecho benoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to these words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know. Da'af agav shechatu lefanecha. I know I'm not so beautiful on the outside anymore. I know I've fallen in the mud. Titein einecho b'mishpacha. But remember this family. Is there a family like this? We're not a religion of people who have shared ideas. We're a mishpacha. And we're a mishpacha that comes from the greatest mishpacha. B'necha b'nei b'chunecha. B'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. In a world that becomes more and more degraded. Mika amcha Yisrael. So we have our chatam, we have our averos. But lanu boshas upon him, it's only on the pnim, it's only on the outside. It's not the essence of who we are. And therefore, bachar, Rabbono Shel Olam, sona einecha, stretch out a hand, as we're going to say in the slichos in just a couple more minutes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pull us in once again. Ki yamincha pshuta lekabel shach. This past year on Shavuos, some of us, the first night of Shavuos, learned an incredible Zohar. It's a very scary pasuk. The pasuk says in Bechukosai, it's a chizuk, but it's scary. That Hashem even has to say such a thing. Va'af gam zos biyosim ve'eretz oyvehem. And remember that even when you find yourself in the land of our enemies, Hashem says, I know at times it'll seem like I've given up on you, but lo ma'astim, I don't despise you. I don't hate you. I haven't rejected you to destroy you. I'll never abandon the covenant, the promise that I made to you. Because I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu and I'm with you through and through. Says the Zohar, the most incredible interpretation. The Zohar says, imagine a mashal of a person who's wildly in love. A barnash de rochim itza. A man who loves a woman. And imagine that she finds herself in the marketplace where they tan the hides. The borsiki, the tannery. The foul-smelling hides. But his beloved is there. Ilo havis hi taman, if she wouldn't be there in that foul-smelling place, lo ayil ba la'almin, he would never step into that place. The stench, the smell is so putrid. He would never walk into such a place. But Kaven dihi taman, but says the Zohar, but since she's there, since the Kal is there, since his beloved is there, Dome be'enoi kishuka d'reichle. It smells to him. He says, I don't smell anything. It smells delicious to me. It's the reich of Gan Eden. It's the reich of Gan Eden. Yedayim yidei Esav, but akol kol Yaakov. It's the reich of Gan Eden. Hashem says, if I were to look at my world, lo aleinu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to look at this world without a Klal Yisrael, if Hashem would read the newspapers and just see what's happening, we're a broken world. But Hashem says, the world still smells beautiful to me, basi legani, achoisi kala, because my beloved kala is in that place. Says the Zohar, you find yourself be'eretz oyveim, lo ma'astim, v'lo ga'altim, l'cha lo sam, because my kala is. Because my kal is in the Shuk Shel Borsiki. And therefore the Rabbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to join you there. I'm going to join you in that place. because I believe that if you're there, my beloved, and Hashem sees right through us, Hashem with his elevated eyesight is able to see who we truly are. Every morning before Karbanos, we say the following, and it's pretty heavy. Ribon kol olam, master of all worlds, lo al tzidkaseinu anachnu mapilim tachnunenu lefanecha, ki al rechamecha harabim. Ribon shel olam, we don't feel worthy. Ma anu, mechayenu, mechasteinu. What chus do we have? L'cha Hashem atztakov, alanu bosh zapanim. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein had a Talmud, very close Talmud, Rav Noach Chafetz. Very, very close Talmud, Rav Chatzkel, learned Rav Chatzkel, and then he started disappearing once in a while for Shabbos. Rav Chatzkel found out he was going to a certain Chassidish Rebbe for Shabbos. So Rav Chatzkel called him in, and he said, what do you see over there that we don't have? What do you see over there that you're excited about that you don't see by us? So he said, Rebbe, I can tell you honestly? Yeah, tell me honestly. So Rav Noach said to him the following. He said, by you, by the Mashkiach, he said, I feel that I've really learnt this first paragraph. Ma'anu, mechayenu, mechasteinu. He said, but by that Rebbe, by that Chassidish Rebbe I go to, he said, I feel like I learnt the next line. What do we say right after that? Aval anachnu amcha b'nei Yisecha. B'nei Avram o'avecha sh'nishbata lo b'har Moriah. We're B'nei Avram, we're B'nei Yitzchak, we're B'nei Yaakov. Despite all of that, despite my unworthiness, aval anachnu, says Rav Noach to Rav Chatzkel, he said, by you I learned ma'anu mechayenu, and I learned it stark, I learned it well. That the gashmius of this world is hevel avalim, I learned that by you. But by this Chassidish Rebbe, he taught me what it means aval anachnu. Rav Chatzkel said, if that's really why you're going, if that's what you're getting over there, keep going to that person. And Rav Chatzkel was this fall from it. He was walking around afterwards. Aval anachnu, aval anachnu. Can't forget the next line. Aval anachnu amcha b'nei v'risecha. Aval anachnu. But we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Despite all of that, despite the lanu boshes upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're still my kal and I'll chase you even into the borsiki, even in the shukshel borsiki, which smells so foul other than your presence there. But if you're there, it smells like a reich of ganit. I want to just be Messiah. You know, the Baal Shem Tov spoke about a pasuk in Chumash that has five alephs in a row. Anyone know where it is? Az Yashir, right? Az Yashir. Amar, Oyev, Erdov, Asig, Achalek. Five alephs in a row. And the Baal Shem Tov had a famous Torah about it. The Shlach Kadosh said that he found a pasuk with six alephs in a row. It's by the brothers in Yosef. It's a pasuk that we think about tonight. Vayomru ish el achiv aval ashemim anachnu. Ish el achiv aval ashemim anachnu. Six alephs in a row. The Shlach Kadosh is ma'arich on what that's about. It's a pasuk saying we're guilty. We're guilty. But this Shabbos, we were zocha to conclude a different set of six alephs. A different set of six alephs. The Bnei Yisachar writes in his writings on Chodesh Sivan that there are six parshios in the Torah that begin with the letter Aleph. Interesting. Think about it for a second. Eile toldos Noach, Eile pekudei Amishkan, Imbechu kosai teilechu, Eile maasei Bnei Yisrael, Eile hadvarim, beginning of Chodesh Devarim, and Atem Nitzav. And the Bnei Yisachar talks about it in the name of the Chidah. Different pshatim. Six Aleph, six parshios, six millennia of world history, fascinating ideas. Bnei Yisachar says the six alephs tell the story of our lives. Eila told us Noach, a person is first forming, formation of a person in the mother's womb. Eila pekudei Amishkan, a person starts to develop their own bias, hopefully. Imbechu kosai teilechu, then a person goes forward in their life, spiritual advancements, professional advancements, but then Eila masei, and the travels start to get a little more difficult. As a person, Bnei Yisachar says, a person starts to enter the yerida of one's life, and things start to slow down a little bit, and a person starts to realize, Eila hadvarim, it's time for me to start giving my last will and testament to command my family what's going to be after I'm gone. And then a person passes away. And then it's all over. But there's one more aleph. Atem nitzav in my own. B'nai Yisrael says that even after it's all done, we believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim. We believe that it's not all done. That even when there's no more time left, there's always still a little bit more time. So how beautiful it is that this Shabbos, Dafka this Shabbos, we read Atem Nitzav. Tafshin Pei Gimel. It looks like it's over. We're done. Nunu. Start thinking about what we want to do different Tafshin Pei Dal. That's not what we're doing. The minute of Ashkenazic Jewry is that we show up this last week. We get ourselves ready. We show up and we decide, you know what? Even when it looks like, it's over. What can we do to fix this past year? It's too messy. We'll start fresh in a week from now. No. Atem Nitzavim Mayom. We come out in the middle of the night. We dive into the Rabbono Shofar. And it's even more beautiful than that because, like we said about the shofar, it's machnes bizo umotzi bizo. It's Gedalia Aaron's vart about the toll has been processed, keep moving. Because this Shabbos, we didn't just read Parshas Nitzavim. We read Nitzavim Vayelech. Because when a Jew feels Atem Nitzavim, maybe now Nitzavim, I'm standing, I'm stuck, there's nowhere to go. We think, no, this is the Atem Nitzavim that takes place after. It's the Chidah's vart about the Tchias HaMeisim. When time is up, there's still more time. And then Nitzavim, we come to that toll booth, we get processed through that shofar, Oivim Lefanav Kivnei Maron, and we move through to the other side, Vayelech, and we keep going weiter. We continue through to the other side. So I want to end with a bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really a charge to us. Rav Yechezkel of Kuzmir, is the founding father of the Majid's Hasidic dynasty. Rav Yechezkel Kuzmir said the following vart. You'll remember it next time you say Hala. Ona Hashem Hatzlichana. I think it's a tefillah for us, and it is, sort of. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, Hatzlichana, please Hashem, help me to succeed. Help us to succeed. Said the Rebbe of Kuzmir, Ana Hashem, Hatzlichana. Hashem, I want to give you a bracha, you should be matzliach. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, Hatzlichana, I hope you succeed, Hashem. And Rebbe Chesed of Kuzmir said, what does it mean for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to succeed? What does it mean for any parent to be successful? To have nachas from your children. Have nachas for your children. Ki anu amecha, we're that am nivchar, we're those children who you still love. We're the people you still love, Rabbana Sholem. And therefore, our tefillah to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but of course, it's a charge to us to be those beautiful children, to pick up that crumpled $100 bill or that diamond that fell in the mud, and to realize, like Rav Tzadok told us, that even though there's a Yerida Sadoras, there's something that's still refined and still pure. Sana einecha, bachar, sana einecha, Hashem. Please lift your eyes. See us in an elevated way. And Amir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Kavla, Tfilos, the Slichos that we recite tonight, and Amir Tzashem will all be Zocha, V'Chsi V'Chsi Matov, and a good Kabban Shah.